بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الغني الشاكر، وهو من أخذ المال من وجهه وصرفه في وجوه المأمور بها. This is alhamdulillah the 64th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings the chapter on the virtue of a grateful wealthy person, al-ghani al-shakir, one who is wealthy and he is grateful, he is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he explains who is this person. Is that person who earns in the correct manner and he spends the money in avenues in which he has been commanded to spend. So he earns in a halal, a correct manner. Allah has given him wealth. Then he spends his wealth in all those places which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that one should spend. So he mentions about four verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a person spending from his wealth. In other words, a person who is ghani, he is wealthy, and he is a grateful person. So this is showing the virtues of such a person. قال الله تعالى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah ta'ala says, as for the one who gives, in other words, he spends in the path of Allah, and he is Allah fearing, he has taqwa, and who believes in the most beautiful word, we shall make the great comfort, that is Jannah, easy for him. So that person whom Allah blessed with wealth, he has taqwa, and he believes in akhirat, believes in Jannah, Allah makes the way to Jannah easy for him. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Allah ta'ala says, far removed from it shall be the ones who are most Allah fearing. In other words, those who have taqwa, they will be kept far away from Jahannam. Who are those people? Alladhi yu'ti malahu, those who spend their wealth, yatazakka, to purify. And they do not have to repay a favor to anyone except for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most exalted, he who is a sustainer. So mali ahadin indahu min ni'matin tujza illa ibtigha'a wajhi rabbil a'la wa la sawfa yarda. Such a person, soon he will be happy on the day of qiyamah. Wa qala ta'ala in tubdu sadaqati fa ni'mahi. If you give charity openly, it's an excellent deed. Wa in tukhfuha, but if you conceal it, wa tu'tuha al fuqara'a, and you give it to the poor, fa huwa khayrun lakum, it is better for you. Wa yukaffiru 'ankum min sayi'atikum, and Allah ta'ala will expiate some of your sins. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir. Allah ta'ala is all knowing of what you do. So again, here a person who is going to give sadaqah, he is a person whom Allah has given some wealth, and therefore he is giving the wealth also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, you will never acquire righteousness until you spend that which you love. So in other words, a person loves certain thing, he must give that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he has really acquired piety and righteousness. And whatever good you spend, Allah is certainly aware of it. There are two ahadiths that are mentioned very, very similar. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ لَا حَسَدَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتَيْنِ رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَسَلَّتَهُ عَلَى هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ حِكْمَةً فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعْلِمُهَا. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا حسد إلا فثنتين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل آتاه مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, jealousy is not lawful except in two occasions. In other words, to be envious of another person. First of all, jealousy, hasad. Hasad in itself, it is haram. If ulama say, yeah, hasad is not meant. What is meant is called ghibta. What's the difference? Hasad means a certain person is blessed with a certain bounty from Allah Rabbul Izzat. For instance, we take example of wealth. The man is very wealthy. Allah has given him plentiful of material possessions of this world. Allah has given him wealth. So this is a bounty he is enjoying. Now I am jealous of that particular person. What that means? That I desire that Allah must take away that bounty of wealth from him. That man must become poor and I must enjoy that bounty. In other words, he must be deprived of that bounty. He must be stripped of that bounty. Allah must take it away from him. That is called jealousy. That is haram. What is permissible is ghibta. Ghibta in Arabic means that a person is enjoying that bounty, wealth, and I desire that he must still get that wealth. It must not be taken away from him. But I too must also enjoy that bounty. Now, ghibta also is permissible only in these two occasions. What are these two occasions? رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَسَلَّتَهُ عَلَىٰ هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person wealth. And this person spends it in the path of truth. In other words, all good causes. Those places where Allah has said you must spend in. So a person spending, Allah has given him wealth, it's a great bounty. Now he spends it in good things. For example, he builds masjid, a madrasa, he helps the widows, the poor, the orphans, and he's doing so many good works for the sake of deen with the wealth that Allah has bestowed upon him. So we also desire Allah increase him in that ni'mat, but we too can have this so that we could also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of envy is permissible. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ حِكْمَةً فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعْلِمُهَا And that person whom Allah has granted wisdom, and he judges, he gives judgments by the wisdom, and he teaches it. Some ulama say hikmatan refers to Quran, sunnah, ilm, deen. Allah has given the person knowledge of deen, and now he gives verdicts according to the knowledge, and he teaches it to others. This is something we can also be envious of, that how I wish I also had knowledge of Quran, sunnah, so that I could also teach it and pass it on to others. And the second hadith very similar. Envy is not lawful except with regard to two people. A person whom Allah has given the Quran. And he upholds it day and night. Not just Allah gave him a hafiz of the Quran. He does not practice upon it. No, Allah gives him the Quran and he upholds it day and night. And a person whom Allah Ta'ala has given wealth and he spends it day and night. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Whatever Allah has blessed us with, that we must appreciate it, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spend it in those avenues of haqq and truth. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.